Alaska Congressman Don Young will have a say in drafting the final version of Senator Lisa Murkowski's energy modernization bill. That's because the U.S. House passed its own energy bill this week to match the Murkowski bill already passed in the Senate. House leaders then picked Young to serve on the conference committee that will negotiate a compromise between the two bills.
I'm very happy to be on a conference bill. It is really a big thing, because you think Lisa's going to be, Senator Murkowski is going to be the chairman. And I'll be on the conference, and it gives us sort of a double whammy concerning Alaska.
There are big differences between the bills. Murkowski's bill is a mix of priorities from the left and right. It promotes both renewables and fossil fuels. The House bill is more Republican. Young says his top priority will be to ensure the final bill includes his Native American Energy Act. Young says it will allow tribes and Alaska Native corporations to cut red tape so they can produce more energy on their own lands.
It doesn't mean there's going to be any more environmental damage or anything. It's going to be, in fact, they don't have to wait for permits.
The White House, though, says Young's bill would undermine environmental protection and set unreasonable regulatory deadlines. It threatened a veto a few months ago when the House passed it as a standalone. Young says a big point of contention will be the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Murkowski's energy bill would remove the expiration date of the fund, which was a key selling point for Democrats. The fund uses offshore oil revenues to protect land, often by buying it. Young says the government already owns too much land, so he sides with House leaders who want to require congressional approval to buy more.